Hello, I'm Christian Tarrant and welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. This is the game show that if you got 15 questions correct, you could go home with £1 million. This theme is infection and immunity, and it's a quick fire game, so there aren't any multiple options, but there is a chance to call a friend. After hearing just two questions last time about fever being the immune response raising the body's temperature over 37 degrees, and that the main primary immune system is to stop pathogens entering the body, I'm glad to say that Katie is still in with a chance of becoming a millionaire. Let's continue with question three. Are you ready, Katie?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's begin. Question three is worth £1,000. What is a process where tissue releases cytokines to attract phagocytes to the site of infection?
The release of cytokines, such as interleukin-1, is chemotaxis.
Correct. The next question is worth £2,000. How many peptide chains are there in an antibody?
There are four, two heavy and two light chains.
Well done, that's £2,000. On to the next question. How does the non-specific immune response stimulate the specific immune response?
Okay, so what I'm thinking is that antigen presentation by phagocytes induces the secondary immune system as the T helper cells identify the foreign antigens on the macrophage.
That is correct. You are now on £2,000. The next question is worth £5,000. Which lymphocyte produces cell-mediated immunity?
That would be T cells, whereas B cells produce humoral immunity using antibodies.
Good answer, that's correct. You're up to £5,000. For £10,000, what is an antibody?
I'm going to say an immunoglobulin.
Katie, you have just won £10,000. The next question is, what is the process where B lymphocytes get activated by binding to a complementary shaped antigens that are presented by a macrophage?
Okay, so I think this is how the secondary immune response knows which antibodies to produce. I know B lymphocytes have receptors that have a complementary shape to a certain antigen, and that antigen will be on a macrophage due to antigen presentation. So when a B lymphocyte is activated, lots of clones are produced to fight that specific pathogen. So I'm going to say clonal selection.
Great answer, you're getting closer to the million. Katie, can you name three parts of an antibody?
Right, so there's the variable region. This determines the antigenic part of the antibody. My second answer is the constant region, which determines the mechanism used to destroy the antigen. And finally, the hinge, which is a flexible amino acid on an antibody.
They are three parts of an antibody. Great answer, Katie. You've just won £20,000. What is the process where T cells rapidly proliferate, producing a large clone with identical receptors, which then can differentiate?
I think this is clonal expansion because it's talking about rapidly proliferating, and I think this is in response to clonal selection.
Katie, congratulations, you are guaranteed £40,000, but I don't want to give you that. The next question is worth £60,000, should we carry on?
Let's do this.
Okay, this is the next question. What are the types of B lymphocytes?
Well, killer helper and cytotoxic are types of T lymphocytes. So plasma and memory cells must be types of B lymphocytes. Plasma cells produce antibodies and the memory cells remain in the blood and provide immunological memory.
Katie, you've just won £60,000. Want to hear the next question or take the money?
I want to hear the next question, please.
How do T helper cells stimulate B cell division?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I think I might have to phone a friend.
Okay, who do you want to ring?
I'll ring Clifford, please.
Okay, we have Clifford on the line. Clifford, Katie needs your help to win £100,000. Over to you, Katie.
Hi, Clifford. How do T helper cells stimulate B cell division?
Hi, Katie. That's a tricky question. But I think if T helper cells recognise a foreign antigen, it releases pseudopodia. I hope that's correct.
Thanks, Cliff. Okay, I'll go with that answer.
Katie, thanks to Clifford, you've just lost £60,000. The correct answer is that T helper cells release cytokines when they bond to a foreign antigen. But it's not all bad news because you did get past that £40,000 milestone. So Katie, congratulations on winning that money.
Oh, thanks, Christian. Hello, I'm Christina Tarrant and welcome to another round of Infection Immunity Special of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Whoever has the fastest fingers first will play. Put these immune responses in chronological order. Fever and inflammation, antibody production, immunological memory, and external barriers. Okay, so the correct order is external barriers, fever and inflammation, antibody production, immunological memory. And with the fastest finger first was James from Yorkshire. Okay, so we have James in the hot seat. Let's get straight on to question one for £100. Out of these four words, which of the following is not a primary, non-specific immune response? Skin, tears, hair, or leukocytes?
I know this one. The skin, tears, or hair are all external barriers and are part of the non-specific immune response. Leukocytes are white blood cells and macrophages are part of the innate immune response and more come into play with the adaptive immune response, so I'm going to say leukocytes. Final answer.
Brilliant start, James. Let's move on. For £250, what enzyme present in tears and saliva catalyses the hydrolysis of bacterial cell walls?
I think that would be lysozyme. This hydrolyses bacterial cell walls.
James, you've now got £250. What is the process of intracellular digestion where a phagolysosome is formed?
I know this one. Phago means eating, cyto means cells, and osis means process. So I'm saying phagocytosis. Final answer.
Great work, James. That's £1,000 in the bag. The next question is worth £2,000. What's another name for the cytoplasmic arms of a macrophage that extend and surround a pathogen, engulfing them before digesting them by phagocytosis?
That's a tricky question. I think it's pseudopodia. Pseudo means kind of or fake, and pod I think means foot or arm in Latin. This kind of ties in with the cytoplasmic arm mentioned in the question.
That's the correct answer, James. Well done. Just to clarify, a phagosome is the name for the vacuole that contains the pathogen that is being engulfed with pseudopodia, the cytoplasmic arms. Question 5 is worth £5,000. Phagocytosis occurs in which immune response?
Ah, this one's easy. That would be the non-specific immune response. Macrophages engulf pathogens during the secondary immune response and then present the foreign antigens on their cell surface, which T helper cells identify and induce the specific immune response.
That's correct. The next question is worth £10,000. What effect does inflammation have on blood vessels?
That's vasodilation. The blood vessels widen and become more permeable to enable macrophages to enter the infected tissues.
That is the correct answer. The next question is worth £20,000. What part of the brain regulates temperature and induces fever?
Your hypothalamus is a section of your brain that controls thermoregulation. It senses your internal temperature becoming too low or high and sends signals to your muscles, organs, glands and nervous system. They respond in a variety of ways to help return your body temperature back to normal.
Good answer, that's earned you £20,000. The next question is worth £40,000 and if you get that correct, you're guaranteed the money. When monocytes move from the systemic circulatory system into the general connective tissues, they differentiate into what phagocytic cell type?
That would be macrophages. Monocytes differentiate into macrophages when they pass from the bloodstream into tissues.
That was correct. Which white blood cells release histamine to increase permeability of the capillaries to white blood cells so that they can get into the tissues?
Basophils release histamines as well as mast cells in response to an infection. So basophils, final answer.
That's the correct answer, James. Well done. Name two roles of antibodies.
Okay, so I'm thinking that antibodies can neutralise pathogens and their toxins by covering the bonding sites and inhibiting the pathogen from entering the host cell. Some antibodies can attach together, meaning they can attach to many pathogens at the same time. This is called agglutination and enables macrophages to engulf many pathogens at the same time. So I'm going to say neutralisation and agglutination.
You've just won £100,000. Next question. When the immune system is able to immediately defend against a pathogen that it has previously defeated, the body has what?
I'm going to say immunity because I think that's how you become immune to something. Your body already knows what antibodies to produce to defeat the pathogen, so the adaptive immune response kicks in straight away, usually without any symptoms.
You've just won £200,000. The next question's worth £400,000. Where do T lymphocytes mature?
I know that B lymphocytes mature in the bloodstream and that T lymphocytes mature in the thymus, so I'll say thymus.
You're now only three questions away from £1,000,000. What's the main difference between plasma cells and mast cells?
P Plasma cells are differentiated B lymphocytes that produce antibodies and are part of clonal expansion, whereas mast cells are phagocytes and engulf pathogens, which is a part of clonal selection.
You've just won £600,000, James. Next question is, in what order do immune responses take place?
So the first response is the external barrier, such as the skin, then the inflammation and fever, which is the innate immune response, and then finally is the adaptive immune response, which is the tailored response using B and T lymphocytes and antibodies, which provides immunological memory.
Oh my gosh, James, you've just won £750,000. Are you ready for the £1 million question? Self versus non-self recognition by the adaptive immune system is accomplished by what?
Tough question. I think that's exposure of T cells to the body's own antigens in the thymus. Final answer.
James, you've just won £1 million. Well done.
Thanks for listening to our Infection and Immunity podcast by Katie Morris
and James Fletcher.